Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And she was just peeking at my list.
Well, I saw you trying to peek. Oh, no, your handwriting is kind of terrible.
So I did it on purpose so that you wouldn't be able to read.
You're scribbling.
Because I'm a spy. I don't, if my notes were ever to be taken, but oh my god, are you a spy hunter?
One spy. Everyone's a spy. You're a spy.
Did you ever play Spy Hunter, the arcade game?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was like a racing game, and you would spit out oil or smoke and from the back of your car to lose them and stuff. So anyway, welcome to arcade games from the 90s. Our new theme? No, we are continuing to rank the closet, and today
is numbers
1 through 3.
No.
7 through 9.
No. They must wait for those. Oh. 11 through 20.
This is the second block of 10 before the end. 11 through 20, get our teens in here. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a little wet and wild like the teenagers like to get. Is that right?
Teenagers like to get wet and wild?
Sure, why not?
You know, 12-year-olds.
Those aren't teenagers.
Oh, I'm sorry, 13.
Making it weird now.
Well, you're the one who said it, so get over it, okay?
Okay, over it.
Where's the cats?
I don't know. Let's get this closet ranked, though. I'm very excited. Top 20. These are the games. These are the ones. Okay. If you own any game that we have mentioned so far, throw it away.
Jeez.
And if you don't own these 20 games, go out and buy them. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I mean, top 20, buy them. Put them in your collection.
Yep. Get rid of everything that's not.
Love them. Marry them.
Wow. I don't think that's legal.
Get them appraised.
Just give them praise, maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Before you go to bed every night. Good night, closet.
Oh, good night.
That'd be nice.
Good night, number 20.
Oh, what's your
Mad
number 20?
King Ludwig.
The Castles of?
Yep. That's my number 20.
You really like this game.
I do.
I mean, it was that far away on mine.
I mean, it's my sense of the Tetronimo, like putting them together like a puzzle, and you put these rooms next to these rooms, and you get bonuses, and you're working towards these goals, and I really like it a lot. I really do. And I whoop your butt at it each time.
It's
so
true. I have never even come close to winning this game. I don't know why. I don't know what I do wrong. I don't know how you so thoroughly want me every time.
You just make a castle, hon. It's so easy.
Poop on my castle. I guess so.
Your castle just made of toilets.
Yeah.
I think that's why you don't win, hon.
Is that what it is? Yeah, this is a tough one. It's got, you know, personal objectives, and it's got the public objectives, mm-hmm. and it's got, I don't know. There's no reason I shouldn't do better, but I don't.
I think, and it's interesting, yeah, the more people you play with, less people you play with, you take out more pieces.
Right.
So it's a little bit harder to player, like, especially if you get a personal objective that's like, get one of each room.
That's true. That's
There's
a good
chance
point.
That one of those rooms is never going to come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. And, like, I don't mind playing it two-player, but I definitely like it with more people because there's a little bit more variety that goes on.
Yeah, I think we played it two-player for Then and Now,
I think
we might have said the same thing. We might not even have recorded for that one now that I'm thinking about it. I don't remember.
I don't remember now.
But we definitely didn't like it as much two-player.
Yeah.
We normally play it with three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good game, good pick.
All right, what is your 20?
My number 20 was something that I was surprised was a lot lower on your list, and it's Space Base.
Yeah, it's dice, so.
This game just gets better every time we play it, and we still haven't played with the expansion or the little campaign thing.
This is true.
So we need to get those out and
do
it.
We have too many campaigns to play.
I know, it's just a little guy, though. Anyway, Space Base is my number 20. It's a completely got rid of Machikoro for me.
Yeah.
It's maybe not as cute or as themed. Like, it's a little unclear exactly what we're doing in Space Base.
Yeah,
we're,
you're just collecting ships,
we're,
I guess.
Yeah, making and or buying these ships and possibly deploying them? Is that what it is?
Don't look too closely into it.
There's also,
I think there's like a, like, you're getting your army ready for the aliens or something. There's, like, a little blurb in the rule book.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm thinking of the expansion that I read the rule book, but I felt like there was a little story attached to it, but I cannot remember it now.
Me either, but I like it. It's fun. It's not, doesn't take very long.
Nope.
It's one that I would play with, like, 8 people.
Yeah.
10 people. Mm-hmm. And I think they actually, the expansion goes up to like 8 or 9.
Oh my god,
so,
that's intense.
Yeah, do it. Because the more people that play, the more you're going to be able to do on your turn. Yes. Theoretically. At
theoretically.
Least. So, Space Base, great game, great little sleeper hit. Mm-hmm. And that's my number 20.
Great.
My number 19.
19.
Star Trek Attack Queen.
Okay.
So this made it into my top 20. It's
I know.
About 10 higher than D&D Attack Queen. Mm-hmm. I really
and like
50
higher than mine.
Oh, easily. Yes. I have a tolerance for frustration that you do not.
Yes.
So it does not, yeah, it doesn't grate on me like it does you when things don't go my way.
It's not even going my way. Mm-hmm. It's just the ridiculousness of the cards and yeah. The anyway, go ahead.
It definitely, even early on, suffered from obviously broken card combinations. There was the very first one that I remember was like, discard your crew in order to negate the damage that you take or mm-hmm. whatever.
So you just take a bunch of 1 point crew.
Well, so no, you have to discard them all.
Oh, is it all of them?
Yeah, it's all of them.
Oh.
And so it's like, oh, that makes sense. You can only use this card once because you get rid of all your crew.
Yeah.
Well, not when you pair it with the captain that says, bring back one of your discarded crew.
Yeah.
And then you're just constantly negating damage. It's like, well, that's silly. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
But of course, because it's an organized play game, mm-hmm. many people were doing it.
People need to win in order to get the special prizes.
I don't think I ever played with any combination that I like found or heard about that was like that. It just wasn't how I wanted to play.
And so. I always played, why can't I remember the name of them now?
The Species? Species ship with Picard and Goldicott was your specialty.
Yes. Yep. Yep, he was my ugly baby.
But I just from go was hooked. We brought it with us on a little vacation we took almost immediately afterwards. Yeah. Played it in the hotel.
We did. That was very cute.
Just went all in, really. And thousands of dollars later.
Yeah.
And fun. You know,
hundreds
years,
of hours later.
Hundreds of hours, yeah. For sure. I never enjoyed like deck building like I did with that game.
Mm-hmm.
So many different combinations. So many different fleets you could build. And it had the organized play, which... theoretically should like change what you bring and stuff.
They
try
to with the like limiting and like not mixing the factions and stuff like that, but that wasn't until later, right?
Well, all of those were rules, like the faction mixing. Like you could
or maybe
them.
We were lax about it on the
it was just you always played a penalty cost. Like
oh,
there was
that's
never
right.
a reason why you couldn't.
That's right. It's been so long I can't remember.
So yeah, I mean, it was fun. I greatly enjoyed it. It turned a little too meta and then just disappeared completely.
Completely,
so,
yeah.
But when it was around, that was our weekend, and I greatly enjoyed it and spent the week making my builds. And yeah, I nothing but great things to say about it, except for the management of the game itself.
Yeah, so. Okay. My number 19 is a little less in the way of a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
It's just Lotus.
Oh, I forgot this trash game wasn't on yours yet. Oh, I mean,
wow.
Yes, what a great game. No, I'm
I like
just
Lotus
kidding.
A lot. Again, it appeals to my sense of making sets of things, and I like the little what do they call the guardians or the deities or whatever.
I think they call them guardians.
And then you
yeah.
put them on the thing, and it helps you out, and then you get the little bonuses. I like it a lot, and it's pretty. So
you know what's? It just occurred to me about that game. The cover is very like watercolor. Mm-hmm. Sort of, not washed out, but like blur, maybe a little bit.
It's like stylized, yeah.
But the pictures of the flowers are not. That's kind of weird.
They're painted, but they're like super realistic.
But they're very realistic.
Yeah, they're very real. Yeah.
I think they missed an opportunity, perhaps, with that. But, I mean, it's fine for what it is. To me, it's just super mindless.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's, just...
Which is nice.
Doesn't quite make it.
Again, funny. I think it was one of those, like... deceptively small box games, but
it takes up more room
because some of the flowers are really big and you can only have one of each flower and there's like six different flowers. So
there's more than that because you're right because I think three petals is the smallest.
Yeah, the iris.
And then
it like goes up from there all the way up to seven.
It's seven. Yeah. So whatever that is.
So there's a lot. And then my number 18 mm-hmm. is Captain Sonar. Very much enjoy this game.
Yeah.
Another one we played at our wedding.
Yep.
We played this at a tiny little board game convention mm-hmm. that happened in like the tiniest conference room of a hotel and fell in love with it.
Absolutely.
And yeah, every time since we have played has been enormously fun.
Yeah, I was aware of the concept of this game before we played it and was like, wow, that mm-hmm. sounds really fun. Went, had the opportunity to play, played several games that night. Dominated,
oh, I must say. Yeah.
Kicked some major booty.
Having never played it before.
And so I'm sure that added to the fun, but it's just, yeah, quick, real time.
It's another one of those, like, everyone's frenetic. Gotta
be paying attention.
I love it.
What did they say? I didn't hear what they said. Did you hear what they said? No, that was your job. Why didn't you hear what they said?
I'm kind of a mean captain, too, so.
Yeah.
You're
a mean one.
Shut your mouth and listen to me, Captain when I Bianca. Say stop. So, very much, very, very loved.
Yeah, and like you said, made an appearance at our wedding, so absolutely a good game.
What's your 18?
My 18, Champions of Midgard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, higher than yours, but not by a whole lot.
Not too, but yeah.
15
not,
or 20, mm-hmm, maybe.
Yeah.
Worker placement, I don't have the problem that you do with thinking it's too short. I just think, okay, maybe if I only go fight two monsters this game, that's all I do. So, the different dice, the different kinds of warriors, the different everything that there is with this game is very enjoyable. And yeah, that's just it, I guess.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Already talked about it.
Barely would fit on the our table.
Oh my god, it's huge with all the expansions, yeah.
Yeah, so good game. Champions of Midgard is my number 18.
Okay, your 17 then, sir.
My 17 is Legendary Encounters Aliens.
Whoa! Wow, your Legendary made it even higher than mine.
Yeah, this game, I'm surprised it was low, as low as it was on yours.
I enjoyed it, but it's not my, go-to, so.
I wouldn't think of it as a go-to for me. That's not true. I think I would introduce people to this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's too hard to do, like the concept, yeah. It's punches and slashies. That's all you got to worry about. I'll manage slashes, the board.
That's what we say.
Do stars and slashes, dollars and punches,
mm-hmm.
and that's all you really need to know. Obviously, there's a lot of cards you have to get to know what they are,
and that takes some time. But
you pick it up pretty quick. It's got the feel of the movies. Yeah. I got nothing else to say about it.
We have a whole episode on them, all the legendary ones. That's true. We have more to say about it in those. And that was your 17.
That was my 17.
My 17 is Cottage Garden.
Cottage Garden.
Who is it?
I'm sorry. I fell asleep as soon as you said the game.
Yeah, I know. Our tastes.
Uwe Rosenberg.
Are a little bit different. This one's just cute and it's flowers. another Tetronimo game.
Yeah.
Putting all the pieces into your garden.
And making them all fit, filling every square.
Exactly, and getting as many points as you can.
Yeah.
And I like the kind of every other person, the main board where you place out all the tiles so you can see what's coming up. I like that a lot. Yeah, I like it a lot.
I think for the simpler kind of game that it is, it's got some good twists, which are like you said with the way the board works, there's what they call the gardener, mm-hmm. walking around the edge of the board, and it allows you to forecast where the gardener will be on your turn, which determines which tiles you can take. So you can actually do a little bit of forecasting mm-hmm. and strategizing.
Yeah.
Which is different than a lot of these games where it's sort of just luck of the draw of wherever he comes up, you get what you get kind of thing. So props to this game for teaching Willy the word cloche.
Cloche.
Didn't know that. And it's got cats.
It's got cats, so.
You can't go too wrong with that.
That's true. My Cottage Garden is located next to number 16, my rival restaurants.
What?
I love rival restaurants.
Yeah.
A lot.
We just played recently.
And more as we
play. Did you even love it as much when I was kicking your butt in the last time you played?
I was so close to winning, and then you just won, like, out of nowhere. Yeah. And your stupid, stupid chef that I'm going to rip up.
Yeah.
We're not going to play with that chef anymore. Listen,
they are all, they all have their overpoweredness. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that but chef yours is not overpowered. Affects everyone, though. Not all of the chefs do that.
But the ones that affect you are super good, too. The lunch lady but uses any meat for anyone meat. From the bro buying. Uses a meat for any okay. vegetable.
Then everyone the else gets to, like, vegetables to trade meat. Something. That's fine. Yeah. That doesn't prevent you chef. From actually buying anything that you need. So
I don't know.
I have problems with your chef, and he won't appear in our game anymore.
Disagree. Disagree. Chef will be there. This is a great game. This is a game where we...
Was this a Kickstarter game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Designed, at least up to a certain point, our own restaurant for the game.
Yeah.
That we still need to implement, so.
Yeah, they're very cute, so.
We need to get that done. Rival Restaurants was your what number?
16.
So my 16?
Yeah.
Was Rival Restaurants.
What?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Crossover. Got the
perfect match crossover.
Excellent.
I love this game because the... gosh, the
what?
The powers,
the chef powers?
Yeah, but it's got a name, it's a mechanic.
What are you talking about?
Variable player powers.
Yes, oh, that.
I want games that have variable player powers to have those powers matter.
Mm-hmm.
And this does. Not the chef I had...
unfortunate, but yeah.
I can only think of two that are like, meh, not so great.
Yeah, there's been a couple times that, like, Lauren and I have gotten ones, and it's like, I don't know, You get to decide where someone goes. I don't know. Like, sure, that's fine, but, like...
I don't know. I think... and even those ones that are only eh, I just feel like you guys are hesitant to properly use
it their powers. It is true, yes.
So, yeah. To me, there's one or two out of the whole bunch that aren't as good as the others.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones are super powerful. They break the game. And that's what I want in variable player power. Is like, you it's going to be different, but everybody's breaks the game. That's what I'm saying. So just because my chef going to the market means no one else can buy a face-up card anywhere except, well, it's so good. I really liked it. That
yeah.
Not why I won, though, I'm going to say. Like, people bemoaned it.
I'm going to say it's a large part of why you won.
Mm.
Because...
is it because he was a large chef?
Large and in charge.
There is, I think, a missed opportunity to just do something with your ingredients. Because sometimes there's nothing out there that you need. And then none of the recipes you draw need the things you have. And no one else wants to trade for them.
Yeah, I wish you could sell them back for like half the price or something. Or, yeah.
Like it's... three of whatever for one specific thing you
because
need.
Like you and your dumb chef, and you have to buy off of the shelf, and you buy $500 worth of veggies, and all you get is three carrots and two broccoli or whatever, and then for the rest of the game they're just sitting there taking up no space, doing nothing.
Also, Monopoly sort of trading rules, or what I want to say,
Negotiations
or whatever. Basically, you can make whatever deal you want.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, let me have that bread and I'll give you a foot rub if you want. So mm-hmm. I really do enjoy the fact that they opened that up. So my 16, also your 16,
yes.
Couple of 16s.
What's your 15?
15, Imperial Assault.
Okay. Yep. I've
been through the campaign twice.
Mm-hmm.
Been through... Some of the expansions. Yeah. Haven't gone through all of them in the entirety.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get... I would pick this game up tomorrow.
Another campaign to play.
I would pick it up tomorrow and say, let's do it. Because I really enjoy it. I think it's got meaningful upgrades. There is a certain amount of, okay, we do know you just rushed the objective. But I feel like that's mitigatable.
Yeah.
If you, as the Empire, know that that's possible.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, Imperial Assault. I'm not going to say too much about it because it was already brought up in yours, but I think it's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Imperial Assault. number 15.
Okay. My number 15 is just Vanilla Pandemic.
Oh, okay. So pretty close to mine.
Yep. Not much to say about that, just that we really enjoy Pandemic games, and Vanilla Pandemic is great. I think I might miss some of the just like extraness of the Legacy Pandemics.
Yeah.
But I God, still think that, it is...
In the drought between the Legacies, yeah. We're like, I'd really want to play just some Pandemic
right now. Me too, yes. And that's why number 14 is Pandemic Season 2 for me.
Didn't I have to do my 15?
I'm evens. Oh, no. Wait.
Oh, I did my 15. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
Number Pandemic 14, Season 2.
Didn't even make the top 10. Really surprises me. Really surprises me.
Okay. I think one, and maybe this is just like a tiny little factor to that. We can't just go back and play it again. And my top 10 are all games that we can just play whenever we want. Okay. Unless we buy an entire new thing of Pandemic Season 2, which honestly I wouldn't mind. Let's play that again for sure.
I can never play Pandemic Season 2 again.
I know.
I know exactly what the one thing is that you but need to But
it's like,
know.
It's okay. I don't know. Like, everything else building up to that is like so much fun. Like, mild spoilers. I think we talked about it in our other Legacy episode, but... It just like raised the bar for me of like completely changing the board. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the home bases, the rigs, the like located out in the
sanctuaries.
The sanctuaries and like the story. And then just having that like sudden realization of like, oh my God, we're the fated ones or whatever.
Whoa, spoilers.
I already said spoilers.
Ooh. Wow.
I said it before, and we were talking. We talked about it in our other episode. So, anyway, I love it. I love the twist.
We didn't do a Pandemic episode because we were going to do a Pandemic episode when we finished Season 0. Just saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
Major spoilers. We did a Legacy episode, but we didn't touch on
it. We'll just put in the comment thing. Just major spoilers.
So, what do you think so far, since we just talked about Season 1 not too long ago? Where is Season 0 so far? And it's hard to say because there's still a lot of story to come.
Still a lot of story. I'm liking it for the most part. I really like the aliases. Mm-hmm. I really like the teams. The like mechanic parts of the game. The story is like kind of amorphous for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I'm not attached to it.
Yeah.
I
would echo all of those. I think mechanically is a very interesting game. And maybe more interesting than either of the other two. Bigger changes than either of the other two from the original.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about the story. It's not quite as close, hard hit of a story or a...
I just feel like I'm not as engaged with it.
We're always doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, well, okay.
Yeah, that was my 14.
Your 14 leads to my 14, which is Captain Soma?
Oh.
Oh, okay. That seemed to be... I was like, didn't I already say that?
Are you
but
sure?
It's because you just said it.
I said it.
Captain Sonar... This game, we have only played, less than half a dozen times.
Three, five times.
I guess I played, you were playing Mysterium when I was playing the wedding. I don't remember.
I went and played for a little bit.
Did we swap? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, five times, maybe six times. I would play it again if somebody said, hey, do you want to get on the table? Let's do it right now.
Yes.
You just need...
At what point we have eight people. Who knows?
To really get the most out of this game. That's the thing. But, boy, it's fun. It's got great mechanics. It's got the real time just works with it. The way that the game artificially, quote unquote, slows you down or makes it so that you have to be deliberate in the real time aspect of it. Fantastic. Not going to spend too much more time on it. Captain Sonar is my number 14.
All right. And you're 13.
My 13. I almost feel like it should be higher. Like, I almost feel like I should call an audible right now and flip it.
Okay.
But it's Oceans.
Okay.
More. Every time we play it, I like it more than the time we played it before.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
We've done a whole episode on it. North Star Games.
In love with it.
I did not enjoy Evolution as much as this game, even a little bit.
I think it does. Yeah, I think Evolution was, like, the beginning. And, like, Oceans just makes it better.
They announced, I don't even think it was necessarily a real project, but just like a thing that one of the designers has like, has thought about a lot or whatever. And it was like, what if these weren't real quote unquote things, but like fantastical
That would be awesome.
Creatures.
I would play that too.
That were like mythic creatures. I think. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what it was now. And it sounds like from, like, he responded, not really responded, but then put something else out on Twitter or something and was like, that made it sound like a lot of people really hated that idea.
What?
And like wanted it to be the real, I don't really know the whole story around it, but anyway, I think that's crazy. I think that sounds fantastic. Give me more oceans.
Yeah.
Let's play it on New Year's.
Heck yeah. Yes. Agree.
My 13 oceans.
My 13?
Oceans.
No.
Oh.
Oceans is higher for me.
No.
My 13
have
is...
Have you said parks yet?
Villainous.
Okay. That's weird to me, but okay.
That it's not my top 10?
No, I could have sworn that when I was talking about it, I don't know, I guess I thought you liked it more than you did. And then
I
you
do
were
like it more than I... Well, you think I do.
Right, but then I thought I got corrected on that, and that it wasn't as high on your list.
I think, what? I didn't, oh, did I double up on accident?
I don't think so. I'm just saying, when I said it, I was like, oh, it's going to be like number 10 for you or something.
Yeah.
And then for some reason got that backtracked. And it
was like
I maybe
think...
you were like, oh, I don't know, I don't like it that much or something.
I think I was just
bemoaning that's all in my head.
Well, I always bemoan the fact that no one likes it as much as I do, and makes me sad. So,
I just mentioned it the other day. We should play the expansions we just got, and you didn't say anything about it. So,
because we have so much other stuff to play.
It's true.
Probably.
No hate coming from me.
Anyway, well, I like it a lot. Still, I like all the characters. We do need to play the expansion. That's something that's on our list of things to do.
Top 15, though,
I just
huh?
don't think anyone else likes it as much as I do.
If I had known it was going to be this high for you, then I would suggest we play it more often. Wow. That blows my mind a little bit, the more I think about it.
I really like this game. It's so cool. It's like the same with, like, Super Motherload. Like, we don't play it for a while, and then we play it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I really like this game.
The fate cards, to me, just don't... They make it not a top 50 or anything for me. It's like...
I think I just thought about it. I looked inward into myself, and I contemplated it more, and it's like, you know what? I don't care if no one likes it as much as I do.
Well, I'm glad that you do. The mechanic around the fate cards is why I don't like it.
That's just the weird part, yeah. And maybe with the other characters that we've bought...
Maybe they'll, like, matter more.
Maybe it'll matter more.
Or less. It feels like... is either everything, like the King Triton or Peter Pan, or it's almost meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But it comes to the point of, like, when we're just playing two players, it's just you and I. So it's harder. When there's more people, it's like, more people are going to be drawing fate cards more than likely, so it's going to matter more because there's more chances for you to get one.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So that's why it's like, when it's just the two of us, it's...
Yeah, that's a good point. So, that's an excellent point,
actually. That's my opinion on that. So.
Okay.
That was my 13.
Your 12?
My 12 is Xenoshift.
Okay, okay.
I really like Xenoshift. It has a spot in my heart. It is like...
No! Get it out of there! You can't live with it in your heart.
It's cool. Military guys fighting big bugs and stuff. Yeah. So, reminds me of...
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. I'm like, Stormtroopers? That's not right. We were just watching Star Wars. Starship Troopers... which I remember watching as a kid with my dad.
Reveal your chain. Which Star Wars were we just watching?
One of them.
Okay. Okay. We'll leave it at that.
I like that you have to make kind of those tough decisions when you're buying. Like, how many guys am I going to buy? How much, like, am I just going to buy, like, a couple guys and they're just going to get eaten? Or should I buy one guy and really kid him out and hope he survives?
Do I spend my discount for me or for someone else?
So it has, like, those tough decisions. And then if you can get past, you know, the first wave, it just gets cooler and cooler.
Yeah.
I think, in my opinion. So I like Xenoshift.
Me too. Me too. My number 12, Death May Die.
What?
Yeah.
Not your top 10?
No, and that didn't really surprise me. I don't think I thought it was going to be top 10.
That, like, surprises me.
It's good. I like it a lot.
With how much you goo-goo gaga over it.
I just tell you, my eyes light up when I think about the player mat. It's like, well, what do I do now? And, like, right there. You see this thing? It tells you. These are the things you do on your turn. Those are what you can do. You want to do something else? Can't do it. This is what you're doing. It is a game that you put on the table and almost zero explanation give someone.
Yeah.
and they can and they'll know. So,
okay,
yeah, if they're at all familiar with the kind of game it is, then absolutely zero explanation. You can just be like, okay, we're starting now.
Yeah,
it doesn't take a ton of setup. It's low, or maybe it would have been in the top 10, but the at a certain point when you got 15 minis on one of the little tiles,
yeah, that's true.
And then also the end game is like, you know, the Elder God is going to jump to all three gates and kind of figure that out, and then you're going to run in there and bring all the bad guys with you, and then it's just like, I'm punching 50 dudes and a god.
Yeah, and that sort of like expected part of the game is unfortunate, because it's like, well, I should probably grab someone who has Brawler,
yeah,
and then I'll just punch everything in the room at the end. Like, that's a little unfortunate, because if you don't bring that, then you're just screwed.
Yeah, and I think it is true that every single Elder God does that. In
everyone
his
that
phases.
We played,
it's like disappears and reappears at red, and then blue and yellow. Yep. And so, yeah, retrospect, maybe it should drop some, but nah. The minis are fantastic.
Yeah.
Ours are being painted for the last 6 to 8 months.
Yep.
I assume they'll come back like a new car.
Woo!
But
smelling like fresh paint.
Death May Die, my number 12.
That was your number 12? So what's your 11?
My 11, and this I didn't split up like I will do or will have done with Pandemic, is Betrayal at House on the Hill / Betrayal Legacy.
Yeah.
To me, it's just Legacy at this point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go back and even consider the other version. Not because it's bad or anything. It's just when you're done playing Betrayal Legacy, you have a version of the game that's yours that you can play.
Yeah.
And gosh, the Legacy spoilers for the first month, or the prologue game, rather. And it really just set the whole tone of the game for me of you, instead of doing like a haunt, everybody gets a card, and it's like, okay, one of you is a witch. You have to figure out who the witch is and kill them or whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, it turns out none of you were the witch. It was just like sowing this discord between you. The way the house changes, but also stays the same. The way what you do in the past reflects what you do in the future. The heirlooms, the family stuff. Yeah. This is a chunky Legacy game.
I really enjoy. We should do like a whole video about it, honestly, and just talk about all the different parts. But again, spoilers, and everything in that, just like the playing, the different scenarios, you're going through the family's generations, like that's fantastic. And then you get to the end, and it starts with the characters showing up
it's
to the
house. It's such a satisfying. Such a satisfying piece for someone who was a faithful player, and just a like foreshadowing for someone who's never actually played the game.
Yeah,
with those characters,
10 out of 10 Legacy game, like
for sure. I think it's funny when I think about Pandemic. The moment that I knew I loved it was like, what is the card that comes up in Vanilla Pandemic?
Which one?
The card that is the bad card.
The Escalation?
Well, it's Escalation in Zero. Epidemic?
Epidemic?
Maybe. Whatever that card is. The first time it came out, and it was like, take one from the bottom, and then shuffle them and put them on top.
And it was
you're
like,
going through them all again.
You're
not
going to
keep drawing new ones. Yeah, that was such an eye-opening moment for what games could do.
Mm-hmm.
For a beginning part of a game, and then this one for an ending of a game. It's like, oh, wow, that made me feel...
like I had feels
of like nostalgia for real life parts though.
Yeah,
so Rob Davio had something
kudos
to do with both of those. Yeah. I don't know if that either of those ideas were his, but if they were, well, I guess Matt Leacock would have been.
Yeah.
Pandemic. So anyway, doesn't matter.
That was number 11.
That was number 11. Your number 11.
My 11 with less fanfare. is Mysterium. So.
Oh, wow, okay.
I really like Mysterium. There was a little mini expansion to it, which added more...
just more cards.
More cards for everything.
Yeah, another, like, level also.
Yeah, another of the... I think it's, like, the either the murder weapons or, like, a weapon of significance or something. Or an item of significance. And I love it. I love the going through the different, like, the person, the item, the place, and then the weapon, like... Love that. and then trying to connect them with the cards. And yeah, I think it's just a lot of fun. And then you can play 7 people?
I don't remember.
I think it's probably 7, because one person is the ghost.
Right.
And then there's 6 people playing. So another big game, big footprint.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it. So
awesome. A
lot of big games in this section of
Boom.
Breaking the Closet. So
all right, that's the teens. Done.
Done. Ooh, I'm so excited to talk about our top 10.
I know, top 10 coming up.
Yes.
They'll be out in just a few days, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know when you're listening to this. Maybe they came out 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. I don't know. My God, could we listen to our own top 10 before we make the top 10? Oh, my brain's broken.
Hey, now.
Time travel. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I've been Adam.
You have been Adam?
I have been.
And I have been Bianca.
I will continue to be Adam. Will you continue to be Bianca?
I will.
And together we will continue to be...
Adam and Bianca?
Game Closet Chats. You can always follow us on Twitter if you like. You can, don't forget to favorite us on Anchor or Spotify, podcasts. Wherever you listen to them. We really appreciate that. We really appreciate you. Hope you had a good holiday. New Year is coming up. Top 10 next time you hear our sultry voices. So until then, thank you all for listening.